This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. Welcome to the third and final Vinyl Garage, highlighting the music of Michael Stanley. The show, the post-MSB years. After a series of 12 straight shows at the Front Row Theater, Stanley went to work at WJW Channel 8 as the co-host of PM Magazine until 1991, when he started at WNCX in the drive time slot. About the time that reissues of MSB and Stanley's solo albums became available on Razor and Tie Records, he formed the Ghost Poets, releasing only one self-titled LP as such. The band featured ex-MSBers Bob Palander and Jonah Coslin, along with newcomer Jennifer Lee. From that record, the lead-off, Darkness, Darkness, and the single, Broken Radio. The band only lasted a couple of years.
Darkness, darkness, be my pillow, take my hand, let me sleep in the coolness of your shadows, in the silence of your dream. Darkness, darkness, hide me yearning for the things I cannot be. My mind from constant to the things I cannot see now, things I cannot see.
Darkness, 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 long, lonesome,
long lonesome
is the day,
is the day
that brings me
here.
Thank you.
The record buyers in the Midwest know when the songs you're writing aren't genuine. The songs that LA rockers make millions on get Cleveland and Detroit bands ridiculed. Some believe that writing about where and what you know is just lazy, or worse, proof of not being a good songwriter, but those of us aforementioned Midwesterners call those songs honest, a trait massively important for our blue-collar sensibilities. Michael began his solo career, Part 2, in 1996 with all of those attributes in mind on that year's Coming Up for Air LP. That album's opening track, After Hollywood, tells the story of a small-town girl that someday would be somebody, but not quite getting there. Substitute that girl with, well, I don't know, maybe a rock band. And MSB as good as any. Now it's autobiographical. Now it's the genuine we just talked about. Also from that LP, a fun song, Send Away Underwear. An ode to mail order lingerie.
She's wasting her time. she ordered. Things that pushed her up, things that strapped her around, things that you could see through but you couldn't wear in town. 6-inch heels and what she knew she'd never walk a step. Taste. There's a whole lot of magic for me.
Example of those aforementioned hometown Midwest sensibilities are Factory Man from 2000's 18 Down LP and Nothing and Everything to Prove from 2005's American Road album. Michael was exceptionally discerning of the songs he covered. The Beatles three times, Dylan three times, Temp Stone's Drifters among others. So when I heard his version of an obscure 1990 single from Memphis's Human Radio, Me and Elvis, I felt vindicated. We all think we have an ear for great tunes, and I'm happy to say that, at least in this case, he and I agreed.
Me and Elvis used to have a good time. We'd cash in all our Coke bottles to buy a quart of wine. Me and Elvis, yeah, we'd ride out to the park and smoke his daddy's cigarettes and come home after dark. Me and Elvis like to really rock and roll. We'd crank up our guitars and then we'd really lose control. Me and Elvis used to ride our motorbikes. We'd always skip school. We'd do just what we like. Me and Elvis, Elvis and I. Oh, me and Elvis, Elvis and I. Me and Elvis, we were cool with the chicks. We had a smooth delivery and we knew how to get our kicks. Me and Elvis never worried about the cops. He flashed that badge he got from Nixon every time we got stopped. Me and Elvis used to play pinball all day, and the machines would never tilt. No one ever had to pay. Me and Elvis liked our leather jackets black, and we went up and down the river in a brand new Cadillac. Me and Elvis, Elvis and I. Oh, me and Elvis, Elvis and I. Sweating in the Memphis sun, Elvis kept us in the shade. And when the crowds got much too thick, Elvis put up barricades. And when the colonel gave him lemons, Elvis served up lemonade. And when the time came for departure, Elvis had his dues full paid. Me and Elvis really tried to disappear. We took his jet down to Las Vegas and stayed a couple years. Me and Elvis watched TV like I lay, and we would never change the channels. We'd use Elvis 38. Me and Elvis never meant to sing the blues, but avalanches never go in the direction that you choose. Me and Elvis finally made our sacrifice, and now his picture's on my mantle sitting next to Jesus Christ.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Me and Elvis, Elvis and I. On me and Elvis, Elvis and I. On me and Elvis, Elvis and I. On me and Elvis, Elvis and I.
Time flies when you're drinking in the driveway, watching
That was a million miles ago. Now it's one more night, one more show. But that's the job. Hey, brother, that's the job.
Behind is what they
From a far from comprehensive example of his solo years is a fine Midwestern pastime, Drinking in the Driveway, from 2007's Soft Addictions LP. Back in the day, 2012's Hang album, The Job, the title cut of the 2014 LP of the same name, and maybe not, 2017's Stolen Time, from which the lyric, "All we leave behind is what they remember." We're closing out things with a track that hits perilously home with anyone that hit the highway, for good or bad, because of a relationship. That song, Lover, encompassing one of the greatest lyrics ever written. Thank God for the man who put the white lines on the highway. Godspeed on that highway, Mr. G, and thank you for what you left behind. We will remember.
Will the pitfalls and thousand stars, like the cold Ohio night, and the turnpike slick, the snows as thick as these. Since your call came through, there ain't nothing but the radio and the headlights, and the news at the top of the hour. Take it apart.
There's another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Now you're all alone and crying. Don't you love her? even after a few machine accepts.